I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And as you drive about town on 93.3 Real Talk Radio, and for watching on War Chant TV, hello to those of you doing exactly that, and all of you in the Heisen Leco Law Firm chat room. We appreciate that. Never forget, Heisen Leco Law Firm, dedicated to representing injured clients statewide. If you've been in an accident, call Heisen Leco Law Firm, 813-803-0733. It's a free consultation, no cost to you unless they win. Your interests come first with Heisen Leco Law Firm. Name you can trust for justice, 813-803-0733. You can also visit the website, HeisenLegalLawFirm.com. Heisen Legal Law Firm, your advocate in times of need, offices Tampa. I'll welcome him in. There's my cohort, T. Lizzie, producer extraordinaire. You are still a producer extraordinaire, but I'm producing my own show these days, Tom, so I can call myself a producer extraordinaire.
I'm just kind of the guy who's along for the ride right now. It would be like if you know, Tiger Woods carried his own bag and he was just walking down with Joe. But Joe gets hit a couple
Joe's
of shots.
There. Yeah, yeah. That Joe gets hit a couple. Yeah, that's fair. That is fair, by the way. Hey, you know, yesterday on the show, I should have addressed this a little bit more significantly, I suppose, because as the day wore on, once we got past the middle portion of the day, which is when this show was on live, obviously, it seemed to have some, I don't know, a little bit more gravitas to it. I heard it mentioned nationally. And then I also saw people talking about it on our message boards, warchant.com. If you're not a subscriber, what are you waiting on? Football's nearly here. Let's go. And I know Ira addressed it on those boards, or at least linked to where it started from. And that is the idea of Florida State, along with Clemson, perhaps going to the Big 12, or the Big 12 offering a potential landing spot for Florida State. And I actually had some real thoughts on this. I didn't address it at the time yesterday because, frankly, I didn't think it warranted it. But I suppose that anything that involves Florida State and potentially leaving this conference and going to any other conference does require me to address it, and I should address it. And I'll give you my thoughts here. I felt like this was a plant story given to Ross Dellinger because of his relationship with the Big 12 commissioner. Now, Ross, I know Ross Dellinger not well. I like him. I respect him, more importantly. He's a very, very good journalist. There aren't that many left, and he's a good one. So he doesn't run with nonsense, and I don't think he just takes handouts like, hey, here's a story. But understand that in the media world, and we operate this way and really all walks of life, there is an element of you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours to everything that goes on here, which is if there is a morsel of information that is maybe a story worthy, it could be handed to any number of journalists, but usually it's handed to ones that A, are respected, and B, you have a relationship with. It's like anything else. You know, you can hire any number of people. I'll give you a good example. I just got done getting a new drain field and a septic tank, fix up, if you will. Miller Septic did the job. They're advertisers on this show. I know Greg personally, and I recommend him. But there are like 25 people who will do drain fields and septic tank things, you know, but I go to Greg. I know him. Does a good job. It works the same way in media. There's a story. There's something here. Who do I trust to get this right? Oh, I'm good friends with Ross. He does good work for Yahoo. I'll hand it to him. Okay, so Ross is going to, you note that. He's asked a question, and he answers it. I think it's partially true in the sense that the Big 12 would love to have Florida State, love to have Clemson, would love to continue to bolster their conference. They've been very aggressive. In fact, their motto is, of course, we're open for business. They're letting everybody know very publicly, hey, come on down. If you're interested, we're here to listen. I mean, this would be like a case of tampering in the open. It's just like, we're letting you know, yes, we're coming for your teams. If your conference is half-stepping and not providing what these teams, these programs need, we would like to talk to them because you've fallen asleep on the job. And we don't plan on getting left behind any further. We're going to do the best we can to compete with the Big Two. We know that, or the Power Two, as they're now called. We know we're at a disadvantage. But any chance we get to bolster our roster of programs that gives us a fighting chance to someday turn this into a Power Three, we're going to do it. And it would be a huge, huge get. It would be a massive asset for the Big 12 to announce at any point that they've got agreements with Florida State and Clemson, throw in North Carolina, Miami, and Virginia. Who knows? It'd be huge. Because I think once the ACC begins to crumble, that is exactly what the Big 12 is going to do. They are going to provide a landing spot for the other ACC members that are going to flee like rats on a sinking ship once Florida State is out, once Clemson is out. That conference at that point will have had the legs cut out from under it. It will have no cachet in the football world, and those programs will flee, and they'll go to the Big 12. And I think that's a potential landing spot for Louisville. I think it's a potential landing spot for several programs not named Florida State and Clemson, because what Ross Dellinger also said when asked about that is, I only think that it's a third-rate option for Florida, I'm paraphrasing, for Florida State and Clemson. It's not their plan. It's not what they're endeavoring to do. There's no agreement. There's not even a wink, wink, nod, nod. There's just sort of an understanding that if things don't go well in your effort to get into the Big Ten or your effort to get into the SEC, that is to say Fox or ESPN, perhaps don't claim those assets that they want from the ACC, which I think they will, but let's say they don't for whatever reason, they agree to stand pat, then you have a home here in the Big 12. That's what the commissioner was basically telling Ross Dellinger was, hey, just so you know, we'd love to have Florida State and Clemson. From Florida State's standpoint, you would want that information leaked. You would want that known that you have a place to go. It doesn't hurt your cause to get it out there. In fact, it might even pressure Fox and ESPN a little bit further than you already have. You might in some ways love the idea that this story came out yesterday that the Big 12 is saying, we'd love to have you, you and your friend too. Come on down. This thing's going up. Things are looking up in the Big 12. We got a strong commissioner. We just added a bunch of teams. Our profile is ever expanding. Nah, we can't give you the same kind of television money that you're going to get if you somehow make it into the SEC or the Big Ten, but we're the next best thing. We're surpassing the ACC. The Pac-12 doesn't exist anymore. Come on over, baby. Where else are you going? And that's fine. That's fine. I think that was always going to be the case, whether it leaked or not. I believe that was always out there. It's just common sense that the Big 12 wants to do that. Basically, I'll go back to what I said before. When Florida State filed suit, they did so, I believe, when they did it, partially because they had an understanding. A wink, wink, nod, nod, not official. Nobody wants to get sued. Understanding with Fox or ESPN about where they would go if they could get out from the ACC contract and the grant of rights and all of that. If they could find their way out, they had an offer. Now, the rumors have been that that offer was from the Big Ten, from Fox, who wants to obviously establish Southern connections. They go coast to coast. They'd have everything from one coast to the other, and they'd have the Midwest to boot. A national conference. They want to plant a flag in the SEC's backyard and gain assets, unique television assets, like Florida State, who is, and we talked about this once before. I told you about my buddy on the inside at ESPN who sent me a graph of the way that television partners view Florida State, where they are. There's tier one. There are only a few teams there. We're not in it. But we're with the next tier, the second tier, of elite programs like Oklahoma and other big names. You guys remember we had this conversation. If you don't, go back and listen. I mentioned us in the same breath as some of the biggest names in college football history. Just a notch below a Notre Dame or an Alabama, those kinds of teams that are on a tier above Florida State. And there are a lot of reasons for that, but we understand it, okay? Fox would love to do that. My only question, and I believe they've offered Florida State, I believe there's an understanding, if you will, with Florida State, and perhaps Clemson on the horizon as well. Who knows? We have, obviously, we're not in a position to say yes. We're not in a position to guarantee that we'll take that offer. We're not in a position to say, yeah, we're coming here as soon as we get out from under this. Don't you worry. I think the smart play, like any business, is you're trying to leverage one against the other. Who's going to give you the best offer? The rumor was that that offer from Fox, from the Big Ten, was similar to what they did with Washington and Oregon. And go back and look at those terms. Not ideal. Not ideal. Now, they had Washington and Oregon kind of bent over a barrel. The Pac-12 was floundering, was falling to pieces right before their very eyes. People were literally, as I said earlier, they were rats fleeing the sinking ship. Teams had to have somewhere to go. They were all vying for a better place. And they were in the position perhaps at that point to maybe have to take a lesser than deal. And so they did. They did. They said, fine, you know what? We got to land somewhere. And eventually we'll make the kind of money. We'll get paid full freight. In a few years, and in the interim, we just got to wear a beating here compared to our counterparts in the conference and not take full share, but we're not going to get left out in the cold. We're going to eat from the money trough too someday, so we'll accept that kind of offer. Florida State, I've said all along, is going to be in a better position when they do leave because I think they're going to get full freight right from the jump. You want the fight to be going on right now between those two power conferences. You want ESPN and Fox to fight for the asset. So that you're in a position to say, well, you know, if you're offering me half, no, I'm going there. They're offering me full, or they're covering the costs of our expenses for this lawsuit or whatever it might be. And every week we hear another story involving Florida State and Clemson. Every week we hear another story about the way conference realignment's going to look a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. Every week, those stories strike a chord with all of us as Noles because we're all very, very interested in how this game of ring around the rosy ends up, right? We're all trying to figure out what do we do here? When is it that we're leaving? How soon can we leave? We can't fall further behind. You know, those we seek to compete with in recruiting and on the field of play itself are all right here making a gazillion dollars all around us, but we're not. How long do we have to stay here before we get our piece and be able to fight a fair fight on a level playing field? And so I get it, man. I get why our fan base reacts to that piece of cheese that's dangled. We get it. I've gotten to where maybe I'm callous, maybe I'm jaded. I don't respond to those stories. So my bad yesterday. I should have responded to that story because Ross Dellinger is a respected journalist and people do listen when he speaks because he doesn't make things up. Ross is a really talented guy, and I've had a chance to get to know him. And so I'm not surprised that that came out and that he was quoted. But to me, again, I think that the Big 12 was reaching out to try to get media and other ACC teams not named Florida State and Clemson interested in what they're going to be able to offer. They were basically – that story affects us because we're the biggest names that are on the block of conference realignment and television assets, and we're the remaining – there's only a few scraps left out there. I should probably rephrase that. There's only a few more important pieces still out there to be fought over. We're one of them. We're the top name being fought over. And so any kind of story like that that comes out, we're like, wait, what's going on here? But I wouldn't fret. I think there's a lot of people using these opportunities to send messages, to try to garner leverage, to try to put pressure on decision makers. There are a lot of people in the Big 12 in particular that is letting it be known. And again, kudos to the Big 12. I said it on yesterday's program. That commissioner ain't fooling around. Bold, has a vision, cares deeply, and is throwing it out there to anybody who will listen. We get it. Not everybody's going to end up in the Big Ten or the SEC. And if you don't and you've got cachet, come on over to the Big 12. Let's get it on. Let's make this thing something special. We'll start on the fringes, but somewhere down the line, we'll be equal too. They got an outside shot. The Big 12 has an outside shot. If they grabbed a North Carolina, a Florida State, a Virginia, an NC State, a Miami, and you know, Clemson and Florida State to go with what they have, you'd be interested. You'd damn sure watch the Big 12. That wouldn't be a sorry television contract either. Down the line, you might have a little something there. So it's worth it to them. They should. I mean, if I were them, I would throw that out there. I'd be leaking stuff like this to journalists everywhere. I'd constantly be saying, you know, we hear Florida State's interested. I'd just make it up. I'd lie about it every day. You'd catch me, Commissioner Cameron of the Big 12, walking down the street. Hey, Jeff, good to see you. Good to see you too, sir. What's on your mind? God, I just heard a rumor that Florida State can't wait to join the Big 12. Good to see you, buddy. And I'd walk on down the road. I'd let everybody know. My waiter would come over. What can I get you? An ice cold beer. Hey, by the way, can you believe this? Clemson and Florida State want to join the Big 12. What do you say? What do you say, huh? Good day to be commissioner of the Big 12. Nice to meet you. Yeah, I'd be making it up all along. It'd be great. It's Jeff Cameron Show 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I suppose I could tell you about Factor's chef-prepared meals, well-crafted, calorie-smart, protein-plus, you can get keto, all the other things. Here's what I'm going to do instead, and I hope they don't get mad at me. I have Factor. I use Factor at my house. Obviously, I'm married. I've got two kids. They're growing boys, 16 and 14. I'm 53. I don't want to get fat, but I want to eat well while I work out. Factor has been a godsend. I swear, every Tuesday, a new box comes in. I can't wait to open it up. 35 different types of meals. Got something like 60 add-ons to choose from every week. If you got wellness goals, you can crush them. Your day's food to start, you know, it's important. It's delicious with Factor. Their foods are so good. Different, I think the 6 menu preferences that I choose from via email, and then I change out my menu every week. It's perfect. Head to factormeals.com to find out what I'm talking about. You're going to want to do this now, and you're going to get a huge, huge discount. Thanks to me, guys. Thanks to me. Head to factormeals.com/Cameron50 and use code Cameron50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code Cameron50 at factormeals.com/Cameron50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Woo! I just wanted to do that. I just wanted to go, woo! This is fun. You know, Tom, what conference realignment discussion is like, what it reminds me of a little bit is the conversation everybody has. They say they don't do it and they don't sit around and think about it, but we all do to some degree. And that is like winning the lottery. That conversation, when you take Florida State and you plop them in the Big 12 or you plop them in the Big 10 or the SEC, you do all the things that you do when you talk about if you won the lottery. You're like, well, then I would do this. And then, you know, what about this? And, you know, wouldn't it be cool to do this? Same thing. You get popped in the Big 12. You're like, I don't want to be in the Big 12. Well, you know, by the way, games at Colorado wouldn't suck. And we get to play so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. That's not terrible. You do that. You play the same thing. Then I would go this. And then the years that we play them there, that Utah game would be great. FSU, Utah, that's a good uniform game. And then you go through all the machinations like you do when you talk about winning the lottery. You don't really think it's going to happen. And you know it's probably not going to happen. In fact, it's still fun to kick around. It's still fun to just, like, well, what road trip would you look forward to if we did go?
Agreed. I think for the people that are just joining us, you're correct in your assertions in the first segment about what Ross actually said. Because if you're headline grazing, and that could be something like you see a headline on an ESPN.com or you see a tweet from a news outlet, but you don't actually click the article, so you get the gist of the juicy headline and the lead, but not the substance of it. Ross's quote is purely speculative, and it shows how far down the list the Big 12 actually is for Florida State and Clemson, because he calls it option 3. And option 2 for Florida State would be to still remain in the ACC, and they knock 8 teams out of the conference. And so they're down to 10. Like, they don't have the votes in the ACC to contract the conference. They just added 3 teams to go down to 10. But what he was saying was, obviously, for Florida State and Clemson, first option is to go to the Big Ten of the SEC. Number two, ACC is in a smaller place. It's 10 teams, more money to go around for each team. And then if neither of those things work, well, there's only one power conference left. And that's what he says. There's only one other power conference league, and that's the Big 12. So just when if you were only headline grazing, The substance man, that ain't even on the docket for Florida State.
Well, and this is what maddening for people in the media business, myself included. If you take anything out of context and then you use that to as clickbait, as one listener is saying here in the chat, you can do that. You can do that and people will click it. It's the off season and it's a big story. Like, who gets these two remaining big time assets is a big story. And so it's so easy, but it's all nonsense. And it's actually completely unfair. In fact, it's unfair to Ross Dellinger, who was not trying to clickbait. He was asked a question. He answered the question by saying, look, the first two options are the SEC and the Big Ten, of course. I mean, that's fairly obvious. And then if that doesn't work, if there was some scenario by which FSU could get like money while remaining in the ACC, I guess the only way that would work is contraction or an agreed upon screwing of countless teams in this league by them.
I would agree to that. I don't think Duke would. I don't think I know Boston College wouldn't. They wouldn't agree to that. No, sir. But I don't know. Maybe they've got photos. Maybe Jim Phillips his whole time has had a briefcase full of photos of dignitaries at many of these member institutions. And he's going to blackmail them. And he's going to say, you're going to take a quarter of what you're owed right now. Because that's actually what you would earn on the open market. If you don't believe me, go ahead. Call the Big 12 Boston College. Yeah. See if they're interested in you.
That's a tough one, man. If you're Boston College, like, you've got the greatest deal in the world while the ACC is still around. Because once it's not, you're back to being, well, you're already irrelevant, but you're doing okay for yourself with this current agreement. I've said this before about the ACC situation. The ACC deal, as it's currently constructed and partnered with ESPN, is a great deal for a ton of these teams. Syracuse and Boston College are over the moon about this deal. They're sad that they can see the end is nigh. They know it's coming. They're pissed about that. Duke too. Lots of other teams in this league that would not be sought after, would not be wanted, are thinking, damn it, man, the gravy train's about up. We got nothing. I ain't got nothing else. Where am I going? I'm back to Skid Row. I got nothing. Nobody cared about us before. They're not going to care about us after. Damn it, man. We waited too long to care about football. We were told years in advance, it ain't basketball. People screamed it from the mountaintops. Hey, dumbasses, stop parading your basketball prowess all over the place and start getting somewhere with football. Tear up that stupid track around your field, Duke. You look like a high school. Wake. I know you got 17 students at your entire university, but if we're going to care to play in the future, you better get good at football. Start letting some kids into that school that can run and jump. I don't care if they have a 2.0 GPA. Let them in. Let's go.
Arnold Palmer is about to pass. You've got to get his money before he does. You've got to get in there.
Did you hear Tom Lang on the Jeff Cameron show? He spelled out the man's death weeks in advance. Go get his money quick. It's true. It's true. No, there are some teams, though, I will say. I mean, look, Louisville's going to end up, don't you think? Louisville's going to end up in the Big 12. They scream Big 12 if ever anybody did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Sorry, academic standards, kind of a shaky school. They belong in the Big 12. It's perfect.
Yes, there's an alternate timeline where they're the Arkansas, member of the SEC. They just don't live in that timeline, unfortunately, because they would play the role. I feel for them. If this whole thing shakes out the way I think it's going to and they're left out, I think they would be a hell of a lot more committed to living in this world than Vandy would. Then, several other schools that Rutgers, several other schools got lucky. They were at the right table, the right banquet table before the meal was provided. And they won't be kicked out, I don't think.
Well, who knows what godforsaken favors Rutgers had to do to get into the Big Ten. Nobody wants to talk about that.
Well,
goodness gracious. We've heard the rumors. We know why you were cast. That's a tough one. There were a lot of actresses that wanted this part. Somehow Rutgers got it.
Let me take a look at your last name, your birth name. Oh, it's the same as the director. I see what's going on here. Or it could have been that the waste management companies here in Jersey maybe pushed a couple of buttons, you know, make sure that we got to secure our future.
Yeah. No, it's hilarious. But Louisville would jump on that train with West Virginia and be like, we've always been partners. We're a similar spirit. Louisville and West Virginia are almost the exact same school. They feel like the exact same school where you're like, you're kind of a college.
And also Pitt should be in the Big 12 so you could restore that rivalry between Pitt and West Virginia. That would be a nice fit. Even though Pitt, I feel, is a little bit more dignified.
They are. They have a little bit more tradition. Obviously, the great Tony Dorsett, countless linebackers. Obviously, Dan Marino. We can go on and on. Pitt's had some Larry Fitzgerald. Pitt's had some people.
Right. You could kick out Vandy and bring Pitt in. And then put Vandy with Duke and some other schools and some sort of academic.
It doesn't make any sense with Pitt. I don't understand. They had real cachet, real history. They have awesome uniforms. That city has turned around completely. Like from when I first went to Pittsburgh in my youth, in the late 70s, early 80s. That place sucked. It was an ugly place. It was awful. It was not where you wanted to live. Now, you know, people think Steel City, but it's a technology haven. I mean, it's all technology. It's cleaned up. It's beautiful. Pittsburgh's beautiful. Like, you could live in Pittsburgh if it wasn't effing freezing cold all the time. You could really be happy in Pittsburgh. And that university, if you walk the campus, is awesome. Great museums, great library. I mean, the academic standards are pretty good. Why isn't Pitt any good? Get it together, Pitt. I've been saying this for a very long time. Get it together, Pitt. I shouldn't say they're not any good. I think the stat was maybe dated now that we've climbed back up atop the ACC. But prior to our recent run, I think Pitt was like the second winningest team in the damn conference in the last 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, they scored an upset over Clemson in the last decade on the road. They've won the conference. Basically, they got the stats that our basketball program got when we were, you know, around the third or fourth winningest program in the ACC over the last decade.
Second winningest program over a five-year span, in fact.
Right, right. I noticed I put the decade part. Yes, within a two-year span, we were really kicking some ass there. That's the funny thing, too, is you know, you can fund your basketball program without football TV dollars, but you're watching this conference, this ACC, crumble into a second- and third-rate basketball conference because they didn't take football seriously. And yes. I'm petty enough to really enjoy that. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's troublesome in a way. It's all part of the new college sports landscape where you don't have to like it. I don't think any of us do. We like aspects of it. We wanted players to finally get some money. We wanted that money to trickle down to players instead of chocolate fountains at an athletic facility. We wanted that money to be divvied up a little bit more fairly so that a head coach wasn't making $15 million a year and a player couldn't have a job and take his girlfriend to a movie. We knew that, like, that's not right. We got to be able to do the right thing. But we've also seen disastrous aspects of this, and that includes an entire conference falling into the ocean. It just doesn't exist. There it is. It's gone. One of these bastards just up and left us. We didn't see that coming. Like, we were at the annual meetings where everybody gets together. It's Paul. It's Joe. It's Ted, Kyle, Keith. Where is Keith? He's dead. Nobody sent you the email? No. Yeah, Keith up and died. He's going to miss the rest of these meetings. We'll all be sitting around here years from now remembering Keith. We'll say, what happened? And you know we're going to do that. You know we're going to sit around and go, man, remember when the Pac-12 was like fun? Yeah. Remember when the Pac-12 was really good and their last year, their best year ever, some would argue? And then they up and died. It's a damn shame.
Yeah, if only they had that season in 2017 or 2018, might have changed everything. It could have changed everything. And the sad part of this whole equation is, you know who looks really smart this whole period of time that we're looking at? Realignments and betting on horses.
Sankey looks very smart.
Oh, sure. Maryland. Maryland is my answer. Maryland, very smart.
Well, they get the hell out of Dodge, got that money, kind of fell into it. Provide nothing for that conference. Nothing.
for $50, you know, in the end with the settlement with the ACC, it's like, yeah, here you go. And look at them now. I mean, it's not going to do anything for them on the football field, but look at them as an athletic department.
Well, that's been the conversation. There's an air of be careful what you wish for. And I love when people try to apply that to Florida State as if we haven't played well above our weight class for a very, very long time at an elite level. I never understand that. Like, oh, well, these FSU fans, they're in for a rude awakening when they join the SEC. Get the hell out of here. We have done more with less than almost anybody for long periods of time, like 40, 50 years long period of time. Imagine if we did have the same share with the advantages that we have.
Yep.
That's truly why Paul Feinbaum's scared ass cries every day and tries to just make up stuff until the network tells him to stop doing that because they're making a play for Florida State. And then he waits a little while and gets back on the air. Like, oh, nobody wants Florida State. Ah, Paul, don't you wish, buddy. Don't you wish, because you know when Florida State's making that big money, the ass kickings are getting doled out on the regular. I get it. Florida State, just like everybody else in the SEC, is going to see their fortunes come and go. They're going to have years where they go 7-5, 6-6, and they're going to have years when they go 12-0. It's going to be what it is for every other team in that league. It's a hard league. Got it. We're equipped to play in it. And in a world in which there's a 12-team playoff, which will go to 16, you know it will. Who cares? You could have the number one strength of schedule every other year. As long as you go 9-3 in the Power 2, you're going to the playoff.
Well, remember, it's going to 14 like 10 minutes after it goes to 12. And then maybe it'll get to 15 for a couple of years. And then they'll have like some sort of odd number bye. And then, you know, 3 bye weeks or something. And then they'll get to 16 eventually. But yeah, it's already expanding. It's already going to that place. Yeah. I feel the fatigue you do when national pundits would say, well, Florida State, you're going to be fine. You guys are fine. No matter where you are in a conference, you guys will be fine. It's like when you have a buddy who's going to have a destination wedding or something. And he's like, well, the only thing they have available are suites. You make enough money, you can make it to my wedding. I mean,
yeah, they assume that, yeah, they get in your pocket.
You know, it's only 4 days, it's $4,500, you know, and that's before you have to do anything with flights or anything like that. Yeah. But, you know, you got that kind of money.
You got that, Tom. Just spend 10 grand on my wedding. So right. What?
We still need a gift, and my registry has minimum of $800 gifts. Like, you make that kind of money. Not considering for a moment that, hey, maybe I'm subsidizing another relative's medical bills. Yeah, maybe I'm my mom and dad are in a bad way, and maybe I'm – no, you got that kind of – sure. Why don't you just look in my pockets and tell me how much money I have? Go ahead. Please, by all means. You know what? Put your nose down here. Take a look at my pockets. Yeah,
They do it all the time, and I laugh. And again, I have called this intellectually dishonest a number of times. All of these people that get on these shows, well, you're bound by the contract. Do you know how absurd that sounds after you watch Greg Sankey bend over the college football world and break contracts and promises and handshake deals and any number of other things to just go bastardize the leagues around him? Oh, but we have to adhere to a contract. Sure thing.
Well, it's the same network. It's the same people. That's the fun part. It's like they know something that Mario Cristobal doesn't know how to do, which is they use their knees when Greg Sankey's around. They know how to do it. But when it's not about a Greg Sankey team, nope, different rules, my man.
Yeah, it's always good. They're always, well, Florida State, you know, they'll be able to compete. No. No, you know how this works. You kind of look around, right? Watch capitalism at work. What happens? Companies compete. Somebody wins. What happens to this company? Bye-bye. That's how that works.
Kirk, you've got enough money. You could work for CBS Sports. You should be locked in with CBS Sports Network. I'm not talking about like the Saturdays. I'm talking about the one that's on channel 393. Come on, man. You've got enough money. You don't need it. You don't need to be in the primetime game. You should work that army package that they have for five games a year, and that's all you do. You've got the money.
I secretly enjoy the army package. I watch that all. You know I do. I tune into those games. There's 16 people in the stands. I'm like, damn it, man.
When we had the old cable, you're like, oop, 393. There's a sneaky good game. Southern Miss Army.
I would call you. It's hilarious. We would have these behind-the-scenes calls like, hey, noon, Southern Miss Army. It's a 3.5-point spread. I went ahead and put some action on it. I'm going to be watching. Me too. I saw that earlier. I'm excited about that game. I know. I didn't talk about it this week on the show, but it's kind of a good game. Looking forward to it. BC Army next week, buddy. Right there on old 393. Going to be a blast. It's Jeff Cameron Show, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds. I don't know if you've heard of them or not. I have a pair, and actually, I use them every morning when I walk my two dogs. Now, this was brought to my attention, admittedly, as an advertiser in the pod, and they said, hey, try these out. They're just as good as any other model on the market. So a lot of you heard of other earbuds, if you will. I thought, why not? Sounds good to me. I'm a music guy. I'm a podcast guy. I'll give them a go. Awesome. They're better. And they're really easy to use. And I'll tell you something else. The way they fit in your ear, there's probably a better way of me saying this, but they're perfect. They're comfortable. I've had a problem with that in the past. Right now is the time. There's no better time, in fact, to get this upgraded model, this perfect model from Raycon's Everyday Earbuds. They're unbelievable. Go to buyraycon.com/Jeff Cameron today to get 15% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 15% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/Jeff Cameron. buyraycon.com/Jeff Cameron.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
American Giant makes great clothing. T-shirts, jeans, and more. Right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
By the way, that is the other aspect of this. When we talk about having like money and being able to compete on even footing, having outkicked our coverage for years and years and years and years and years, and then finally not having to do that, right? Having to, you know, to be able to just compete on even footing would be a lot of fun to watch. A lot of fun to watch. But currently, it is used against us and effectively sometimes. And that's why I use and talk about this a lot, about the need to expedite all this. Now, me wanting that to happen isn't going to make that happen. We understand the legal process is what it is, for lack of a better phrase. And it's slow. It takes a long time. And the pressures that will eventually lead to mediation is, you know, you want to see evidence of it sooner rather than later, because that is another aspect we don't talk about. We talk about the money all the time, But we hear in the recruiting circles from people on the regular that all things being equal, you got a great shot at this kid. And he's looking at your school. He's looking at Florida State. But he's also looking at Alabama, Georgia, and LSU. And all three of those schools are beating him over the head along with his parents about, I get it. Florida State, tradition rich, great program. Mike Norvell's a great coach. I understand why you'd be interested. Nothing like watching Chief Osceola and Renegade, and it's a great place to play football. But unfortunately, they're not in the right conference. They're second-class citizens in the world of college football. You know, you may be a great player, and you, I'm sure, would add to their rich history of great players. You just won't get the opportunity to be compared against the best. That only happens here in the SEC and sometimes in the Big Ten. So, you know, you got to consider that. We want what's best for you. We'd love for you to play here at Alabama. And I understand you want to play at Florida State, but again, all things being equal, you don't even know if you'll get into the playoffs. You go undefeated. They may screw you. I don't know. You know, it's not us. I don't know how that works, but we saw what happened. And I don't think there's any guarantee that if they go undefeated in that second-class conference that they'll get in to the playoff. I mean, I know currently that if they win their conference, they got an automatic bid, but I'm pretty sure that is going to go away too. I mean, they can't keep giving that conference an automatic bid. At the end of the day, you're going to have to, you know. And also, what an NFL team's going to think of you. You know, I mean, every week you're playing NFL talent in this league, not over there, not in that league. There's a whole lot of Wake Forest and Duke action over there. You don't get that here. And it doesn't matter that those are bogus arguments to some extent. Some of it's accurate. Those kids, they hear that over and over and over and over again by way of comparison. Easily influenced. And, you know, long term, we know the financial argument certainly holds up, but that is something that is being used against Florida State in recruiting as well. And that part of it pisses me off because it's a negative recruiting aspect that I would utilize if I were in the SEC, but they can say it and they can make stuff up to embellish it. And it's, you just waste so much energy having to combat that. That's the problem. It's not that, you know, you can't counter that with truths of your own that would show that to be inaccurate. It's that you have to spend any time at all doing that. And until you get out of this league, that is the reality you find yourself in.
Every minute of a recruitment matters too. And because the kid's time is divided amongst their own lives and then the other schools that they're considering. So as you're trying to make it on the short list, if you have to waste a half an hour of a pitch when they're on campus to combat that issue, that's precious time that you've got to answer that question. They go into Mike Norvell's office for the end of the official visit for whatever period of time. But if they've got 10 visitors on campus, man, you don't have 2 hours to reverse course of whatever pitch has been laid before that kid. And you could tell, like, I'll flash back to the Orange Bowl press conference the same day of the snub with Kirby and Mike. Awkward as hell. Very weird energy, and you could tell that Kirby was bothered on two fronts. Number one, he thought it was ridiculous if Florida State was left out. Number two, he thought it was ridiculous that if Florida State was left out, why am I not in? Because we're better than Alabama and Texas.
He was rightfully anybody who cares about the integrity of sport was upset that Florida State was left out. So if you have any integrity to you at all, you could not have agreed with the decision of the committee. You knew it was wrong. So he was pissed.
He said something to that end of, I can't imagine what that's like. I can't imagine, you know, being in his position. And I'm sure in his heart, he feels that way. But then also, guys, you see what happened to Florida State? It's absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe that happened. Now, we're going to use it on the trail. You best believe we're going to use it because we've got battles with them here, here, and here. And that is now bullet point number one, where you could even, well, coach, they have an automatic bid. Well, you could say, that's fine. But if you go to Florida State and you just happen to stumble once or twice a season, are you going to make that 12-team field? Are you going to make that 14-team field? I know we will at Georgia. We can lose two games, not even make the SEC championship, go 10-2. And I'll bet you a 10-2 Florida State doesn't get to Charlotte. A 10-2 Georgia doesn't get to Atlanta. Who do you think they're picking for the field of 12?
Yeah, it's used against us all the time, and it's an effective tool. It's one of, I mean, negative recruiting happens everywhere. You got to do it. Everybody's in a fierce battle for these assets, the talent, the five-star talent. And if you have one of these things going against you that the others don't have to worry about, it's another obstacle that, you know, once we're out of here, you don't have to deal with. It's very frustrating. And I don't think there's any doubt that that's a big part of it. Now, money's the number one reason, but the second is it does hurt you in recruiting. And I've heard that from people that cover recruiting in the industry and people that, you know, have had kids that were contemplating an ACC school and an SEC school or an ACC these days, an ACC school or a Big Ten school. And this is what's happening. It's very, very frustrating. Our friends at Tried and True are prepared to help you start saving and making some money. It's a good thing. As a business owner, you get to choose between one of three offers. $1,000 off a point-of-sale system, no gateway charges for a year, a free video menu or ad board when you become a Tried and True client. The offer is being extended all the way through the rest of this month, July 31st, the end of the month. Get in on the savings. Don't forget, 10% of the net revenue will go to the battle's end. You can look at the QR code there on your screen. If you're watching on War Chant TV, scan that sucker. Find out more about Tried and True and help your business save and make some money. Call Don or Joe today, 844-463-6653, 844-I'm-for-Noel for all the details. Tell them you want the Jeff Cameron special. Who doesn't want the Jeff Cameron special? There you go. Get it. I wonder what that would be. Hey, you saw my buddy Eddie at Gordo's won Best Fries in the city of Tallahassee. You didn't see it, Tom, but I'm telling you about it now. I'm telling everybody about it. They did the vote. He won.
Is that right?
Well, yeah, he won. Those fries are awesome.
He should. I mean, they've been legendary for decades, so that makes sense.
I can't leave them alone. I'm always like, I should probably eschew the fries. I don't need them. But I'm like, but what are you going to leave here without those fries? What kind of decision are you making? You know, imagine coming back to the house and telling the family you got Gordo's and you didn't bring home the fries. You'd be a fool.
So the Bugala Chugala was the thing I enjoyed the most, the Ponca Lechon. After a while, I was like, man, I need a second option. The second option became the first, which is the sliders, because they've got ground beef and chorizo in them.
Yeah, chorizo is where it's at, yeah.
T-minus about 3 weeks before I'm down there, maybe 3.5 weeks. Gordo's chorizo and ground beef sliders are probably second on the list of things I'm going to do. First, I'm going to say hello to you, and we're going to tee off and play golf.
You're damn right we are. Really quickly. Of the schools in the Big 12, let's put a ribbon on this before we go into hour number two. Of these schools, which is the one you'd want to visit the most? Arizona, Arizona State, BYU, I've been to Colorado, Kansas State, TCU, Oklahoma State, where are you going? Which is the one for you?
Out of that menu, or can I choose one that's not, you haven't listed?
Well, okay, choose the one that I didn't list.
Utah. Not BYU, but Utah.
I failed the Utah. I forgot about that. You're right. That would be a good one.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Been to that state. Went skiing. Haven't been back in a long time. I need to get back there. It is gorgeous. Hour number two, forthcoming. Stay with us, friends. We'll be right back.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clear skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLED20.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.